A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. It's only the second day of Lent, and you may still have a little smudge of ashes on your forehead. But we've got to start out right away. During this season of Lent, both of the scripture readings at the liturgy are beautifully matched, and today God's Word challenges us to make a choice. There is not a second to lose. In the first reading, Moses asks the people and us to choose between life and death, prosperity and doom. In the Gospel, Jesus asks us to choose between himself and ourselves, between him and everything else. In our baptism, we initially chose to follow Jesus, and we ratify that decision at special times during the year. In our relationship to God, we resemble him through our intellect and will, our intellectual faculties. God has endowed us with the terrible gift of free will, freedom, the ability to choose. We hear of this gift to choose in relation to God many times in the scriptures. God even chose a people to be his very own from among all other peoples and nations of the earth. And God has chosen you and me to belong to him in a very special, unique way. But this divine choice requires a free acceptance and a cooperation on the part of the one chosen. In today's gospel, Jesus counsels us to choose to follow him. The following of Christ involves taking up our cross, denying ourselves. And our cross is not something we often know about. It comes to us through divine providence. So we must train and discipline ourselves in order to follow in the Master's footsteps. So we have Lent. And this Lent, Jesus is asking us to be more committed to him than we have been in the past. We may already attend daily Mass, or even our lifestyle may be one of public service to the people of God. Yet, there is always an invitation from the Lord to grow deeper, to make a further choice, an even more radical choice. Lenten season of 2017 begins, let us choose the options that will bring us closer to God through the perennial practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.